So this is Day of the Pardalote. On a day of rain and workmen coming in and out with coils of cable, ladders, drills and hammers, screws and nails, a day of warm spring rain and birds, with furniture and kitchen gear displaced, disorganised, rain of confusion, blue wrens pecking at reflections in a window pane, I find a spotted pardalote trapped behind a white lace curtain, glowing in the iridescent glory of its plumage, gasping in exhaustion, fear. I call the electrician. He cups big hands around it, calls excited, "Quick, come here! Ever seen a spotted pardalote before?" Then, slow, reluctant, opens up his hands to set it free. The bird flies out and sings its freedom to a wattle tree. The big drill roars to life again. Blue on blue. You come over very low, rotor blades finely slicing the morning air. Very low, over where I crouch, chip hoe in hand, weeding a garden bed to plant the Michaelmas daisies. I am not in your sights, but ah, little you know that you are in mine. You are not a harmless helicopter seeking out dope crops. You are a helicopter gunship seeking out your morning harvest of human flesh. And I am the witch of Wolfenden Mountain, in disguise as a little old lady in blue denim overalls planting blue Michaelmas daisies. I lift my garden hoe, mutter the spell. In my hands this harmless tool transmogrifies, a state-of-the-art Kalashnikov in the hands of a slanty-eyed peasant in black pyjamas. Archangel Michael hovers at my elbow, cheering me on. "Go back to your own country," I screech. "Bomb your own peasants if peasants you must bomb." The helicopter drones on. I take aim. Fire. Bang, 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 bang. All dead. Archangel Michael congratulates. I'll stay around for a while before reporting back to the boss, he says kindly, and help you to finish planting the daisies.